We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News military analyst, and a guy who was just in studio with us about a month ago. Colonel, how are you? And welcome back to Camo X.
I am terrific, and I want to thank you guys again for just a wonderful time in the studio. I hope we get a chance to do that again sometime in the future.
I've got my leadership coin with me today.
So. I got your challenge coin as well.
And better.
And you saw the Cardinals win when you went to the game. We may need to bring you in for the playoffs, brother.
I did, and I have now. I want you to know, as a diehard Cub fan, I've got a papal intercession that I can root for the Cardinals in the playoffs, but I had to go all the way to Rome to get that.
Well done. And Colonel, we need an intercession as it relates to the conflict that continues in Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine has been clawing back against Russia, and we find out this week that Vladimir Putin is going to call up 100,000 troops, 300,000 troops.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's going to call up a so-called partial mobilization of 300,000 reservists. Now, ostensibly, these are going to be people who have had prior military experience, but now as they've begun to execute this in the last 48 hours or so, it seems that that may not totally be the case. And we're also seeing evidence of clear socialist content in Russia as this call-up began. You know, up until this point, Mr. Putin described this and still does as a special military technical operation. Well, I don't know about you, but if you've lost 100,000 casualties, that sounds like a war to me. But that's what he's called it and tried to insulate the most ill effects of the conflict from the Russian population. With this mobilization, that clearly breaks down, and it'll remain to be seen how the Russian people respond to this particular call.
Well, you've got the Russian people, and then you've got the Russian military, and clearly there are morale issues with the Russian military as they're fleeing locations and the Ukrainian army's coming in. That's not easily fixed.
No, without a doubt. And just to make things a bit more difficult, one of the fine prints part of this announcement was what we would call in the U.S. military stop loss, which we did during the Gulf War. And that means if you're a contract soldier, and most of them are supposed to be that, who are fighting in the Ukraine right now on the Russian side, you just got notified that your enlistment has been indefinitely extended until the war is over. So you must be enjoying yourself because you're going to get to enjoy it a bit longer. So that's not going to help the social cohesion of those particular units that have been badly beat up, and then forcing people into the military and sending them off as individual replacements will not necessarily build strong cohesion. There's even been evidence that in some of the demonstrations that occurred, young Russians that have been arrested because they're demonstrating against the war have been immediately handed their draft papers and told to report to the nearest recruiting station as part of being picked up for opposing the conflict.
Yeah, this thing is going to get uglier than it already is, and it's ugly. Talk about some of the war crimes that have clearly been committed by Putin in Ukraine, and what might be the ultimate outcome of committing those crimes.
Well, the aggregate is pretty awful. I mean, first of all, this is a war without purpose except one man's desire to take over another country. And we've seen in places like Bucha outside of Kyiv, and now we've seen in places like Izium outside of Kharkiv, following the recovery of territory by Ukrainian forces, mass graves, evidence of torture, bodies with their hands tied behind their back, people shot in the back of the head. Clearly, these are civilians who were mistreated by Russian forces occupying the territory and executed in the process. There have been also the reports of the forced eviction of families from Ukraine back into Russia, the taking of children away from their families, and repatriating that back to Russia, all of which are war crimes. And then finally, of course, the targeting by Russia and the use of missile and mass artillery fire, where they've struck a number of civilian locations, schools, hospitals, civilian infrastructure like energy sources and the like, are not errors because of bad targeting. This is really a concerted effort to try to break the will of the Ukrainian people to make civilians actually targets. And all these are clearly war crimes under the Geneva Convention and a history of other aspects of war crimes. President Zelensky, in his remarks to the United Nations just the other day, called for an international tribunal to be established to make a full assessment of these allegations and hold Russia accountable. Now, whether that's going to happen or not is obviously problematical, but as the Ukrainians liberate more and more territory, the stories just get worse and worse about Russian atrocities.
You mentioned the United Nations. Of course, the President of the United States was there, and many of the world allies all condemning what he's up to, renewing our commitment to helping Ukraine. That didn't stop Vladimir Putin. He doubled down and said he's willing to use nukes.
He did, and he really has escalated in three ways. One is the mobilization we've talked about. The second is the threat to use nuclear weapons. And the third one is call for a referendum in four areas that he now occupies, which will be sham elections that are being conducted now over the next couple of days. And we know what the outcome is going to be. Now, these two last things are related because the Russians have always said, and he said in his remarks, that he would use any means, meaning nuclear weapons, to defend the territorial integrity of Russia. Well, once these particular territories have this sham referendum, and then you're going to have a vote in the Duma to formally annex these territories as part of Russia, same thing they did when they occupied Crimea back in 2014, well, then arguably those territories in Russian eyes are Russian territory, and therefore under that umbrella to threaten to use nuclear weapons to defend that. Now, whether or not Mr. Putin will do that or not, I think is somewhat problematical, and I think there's a host of reasons why it's unlikely. But it certainly isn't zero in terms of assessing the probabilities as this conflict continues.
Colonel Jeff McCausland is our guest, CBS News military analyst. Colonel, we've seen in the Kharkiv area the Ukrainian army go in and take territory. They're also fighting down south in Kherson. How close is Ukraine to recapturing some of that territory in the southeast part of their country?
Well, I think they're making steady progress. That's the reports that I get. This is what we would call a shaping operation in many ways, as opposed to formally assaulting the city. What they're trying to do is cut it off because about 25,000 Russian troops are on the western side of a river there. If they can eliminate the bridges behind them, if they can, you know, attack them on the flanks in particular, then they may force the Russians there to have two options. One, stay in the city and be basically cut off and surrounded. Or number two, retreat back across the river, ceding the city to the Ukrainians. And that's what I think we're going to see happening over the next several weeks, whether or not they are successful. But it's also interesting, the Russians must be becoming increasingly concerned down there in the south, because over the last week or so, there have been full reports the Russians have redeployed the Black Sea Fleet, which was in Sevastopol in Crimea, south of Kherson. They have redeployed the Black Sea Fleet back over to Russian territory before the war, and moving that fleet out of Sevastopol, which has been its headquarters for decades, suggests to me their concern that as the Ukrainians advance, then the areas where the fleet is docked become under the envelope of longer-range Ukrainian missile fire, HIMARS, harpoons, et cetera, and makes those ships at great risk.
He is simply the best. He's retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. He's the CBS News military analyst, and he's always kind enough to give time to KMOX. And now, Hancock and Kelly, Colonel, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, and go Albert.
That's right. Go we need Albert. 700. We'll be back right after this on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.